It has been said that the advertising agencies are taking over the world. And so with us today is a gentleman who is an executive of one of the large advertising agencies here in New York. We're going to speak with Warren Bland. Mr. Bland, it's nice to meet you. We'd like to find out something about the agency you work for. What is the name of your agency?
The name of our agency is the Elemental P Agency.
The Elemental P?
Yes, as opposed to BBDNO and TWA and whatever the other letters are that there are.
Well, what is Elemental P? Is that just letters of the alphabet?
Oh, no. Those are the names of the people that are employed.
Who founded,
actually. It was an empty office. They found it, and they started advertising in it, yes.
I see. Sir, are you having a problem with your
Yes.
teeth?
Yes. No, this is just, I'm from Connecticut.
I see.
Yes.
I see. You do talk like that in Connecticut.
Yes, we try to.
I see. Now, what is the LMNOP? Who are LMNOP?
Oh, that's Lathrop, McCann, Nielsen, Oscar, and Peterson.
Are all Lathrop, McCann, Nielsen, Oscar, and Peterson with the firm at the moment?
Most of them are. Lathrop, unfortunately, is dead.
Oh, what happened?
Yes, we have a cigarette account, and he was the account executive of that cigarette account, and he was going through the plant. His tie was caught up in the cigarette machine, and he was killed, boxed, and packaged before we could get to him.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That's a terrible, terrible thing.
He really put himself in that product, if you get the pun there.
Yes. They do.
They certainly. Yes.
Sir, this cigarette, are you allowed to mention the name of this cigarette?
Yes, they're called fags.
Oh, that's a very British name. The British call their
cigarette fags. No, we call it fags for a much different reason. Yeah.
Why do you call your particular cigarette fags?
We call ours fags because we have more than a hint of mint in our cigarettes. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, you believe in a mentholated or a minted cigarette?
Yes. Well, mentholization is here, let's face it. We mentholate most of our products.
Your cigarette products?
No, we mentholate our bread, too.
Really?
It's a light blue bread. You can see it on your grocery shelf.
No, just a moment. Why would it be blue? Menthol is green.
Oh, well, we don't use the green menthol in it because it looks like mold. You don't want moldy bread, you know.
I see. Sir, are you involved in any new and exciting products?
Oh, well, we have a new deodorant that's on the market.
Oh, it's...
It's Radar. It's a Radar deodorant. You just move it around your body, and it starts beeping when it gets to the smelly areas, you know? Wonderful product, yeah. It's going to be a big hit.
I see. What are you calling it?
Beeper stuff or good guy or one of those dopey names we come up with.
I see. Sir, where did you study advertising?
West Point.
West Point, the...
No, not the military academy. No, the West Point Advertising School of White Bread.
Where is that school, sir?
It's in Connecticut, in the city of Connecticut.
What city?
Connecticut. Not too many people know about it. We don't let everybody in, you know.
Are you from Connecticut?
Oh, yes. Very exclusive community, yes.
Why is it so exclusive?
Well, we don't allow children, for one thing.
I mean, a whole city without children?
We do have children.
What do you do with
but
them?
But we send them to Hartford.
Well, who takes care of them?
Jewish and Italian families, people who like children. You know, we're not crazy about children, you know.
All right, sir, are you married?
Yes,
I'm
very happily married. I live right in Connecticut.
You have children?
I have six darling children.
Where?
I'm sorry, four. Make that four.
Four?
Yes. I have four.
Where are they, sir?
They're in Hartford, living with an Italian... Lovely Italian couple taking care of them for us.
You see them often? Do you visit them?
Oh, yes. Of a Sunday, of a Tuesday, of one of those days, I might just mosey over to Hartford and hi, gang, you know, and then speed right back to Connecticut.
You mosey over and speed back.
Yes.
Sir, who did you marry? Is she somebody who was in
well,
the...
Well, I married the former Mrs. Lathrop.
Oh, then... When Mr. Lathrop passed
on? Oh, yes. You know, I don't think that was an accident, actually. He was very despondent. Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but there was more than a hint of mint in Lathrop.
Sir, has advertising agencies gotten involved in politics much?
Oh, yes. We handled the last presidential campaign.
You did?
Oh, yes. We handled Nixon.
Oh.
Yes.
You weren't too successful.
Oh, we were very successful. We handled Kennedy, too.
Well, is that ethical?
Oh, well, we kept it pretty close. Nobody was really hurt. I mean, nobody really complained, except the diehards.
Yes. How do you know when you're losing favor in an agency?
Well, you know that you're in trouble when you walk in one morning and your desk is on fire.
Oh, that's... Yes.
Usually, if you have any brains, you quit right there.
And most people do, I imagine.
Sure.
And if you don't, say you don't.
Well, if you don't, the next thing is a vicious whispering campaign.
Oh, they spread gossip about
no,
you.
No, a man comes in and whispers in your ear. He usually says something like, "Get out by tomorrow or we'll break your teeth."
Sir, what is your biggest account?
Our biggest account is cholesterol.
You mean, is there a cholesterol association?
Yes, a cholesterol association
of America. What are
they trying to do? We're trying to move cholesterol into the American heart. They're giving us quite a fight, but we'll win. Advertising is a lot stronger than life.